smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuned in my show. It's because of you guys I get to do what I do. I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool talk shows, we have a cool host from PBS, Angela Sadler Williamson. Actually, Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple plugs. And if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our lovely guest of the hour, Angela Sadler Williamson, go to our Facebook page, which is at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And then also, if you'd like to email me or like the music we're going to be playing, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. I always like to sometimes read off some of those letters, messages off the air sometimes when I have some time. But I do want to tell you, when I get them, I'm always heartfelt and touched by them, so I do get to read them. So even if I don't mention any of them on the air, I let you know I do get them, and I'm very, very grateful and appreciative of all your guys' emails and that kind of good stuff. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, TyroneTan, N as in Nancy, on formerly known as Twitter, which is now X. And then thanks to the hacker there, at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads. That's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, first off, I'm going to say thank you for all my lovely guest co-hosts that have been on. My guest co-host is off for the day. You're working on some projects. I want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that we've had. We always kind of like switch around there with the guest co-hosts, and I want to say thank you. You always make every time I have a guest co-host, it's always cool. It's always make it funner to have on. So I want to say thank you for all the ones throughout the seasons for being guest co-hosts, and it's really I had a fun time on their last one as well. So I want to say what's up to all the awesome guest co-hosts. But we're going to do a quick movie review before we bring in our guests of the hour, Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson. But before that, we're going to do a quick movie review. So I'm going to do a movie review on actually a movie that I just got to see in the theater. It's called Here, directed by the awesome Robert Zemeckis, and then starring the awesome Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, Paul Bettany, and a plethora of other talents in this movie. I went to see it because actually a dear friend, Leslie Zemeckis, who I know, I've got to interview her through the years. She's an actress, and she's in this movie as well. But I got to meet her husband, Robert Zemeckis, through the years, and I really wanted to support her. Well, I'm a big Robert Zemeckis fan as well, who directed obviously movies like Back to the Future, Forrest Gump, stuff like that. But I really wanted to support her, and I saw her post this not too long ago, and I was like, I saw that when she did the trailer, posted the trailer, I even sent her a message saying, this is one of the original stories, movies out there that haven't seen in a while. So here's a little quick review. So it's called Here. It's rated PG-13. Here's a little, thanks to IMDb, here's a little quick synopsis. A generational story about families and the special place they inhabit, sharing in love, loss, laughter, and life. I was actually kind of blown away by this movie because it was a very uniquely made movie. Obviously, it's a great story and great acting, but the way they shot this, it's really, I don't know if the word take my breath away, but it's definitely unique because it was basically one angle throughout the whole movie of this one like living room in this house, and it goes back from modern times to 10 to 20 years ago, all the way back to the Ice Age, or not Ice Age, but like the prehistoric times. It's a, and it basically it's about this one plot of land, and then it's everything that happened on this land slash to a house. Obviously, it's mostly about Tom Hanks's kind of life, but it goes back and forth, and it's this one angle the whole time. And the way they kind of creatively did this, it's hard to explain on the air, but let's say it's a shot of like the living room, but then as, let's say, Tom Hanks's character is talking to his wife, but then in the left-hand corner would be a television of that time period, but then that square would highlight, and then it would turn to let's say a television from the 1920s or something, and then it kind of dissolved into the 20s. It was like it was uniquely done, but the most of the movie is in one angle, and it's just all these different time periods that happen, all the furniture changes and all the I'm trying to figure out how they technically did this, because they had to match everything in the same, like the couches may have been a different couch from one era to another era, but it's in the same position or something to that nature, and it's like the same angle but different furniture, different times, and then different actors and all that stuff. And it was just, and then there's a kind of a cool thing at the end that happens, and I don't know, it was just uniquely done. It's meant to be seen on the, in my opinion, on a big screen, because there's so much that goes on, but it's just something unique about it, and I really, really enjoyed it. So I just want to say, props to Robert Zemeckis and to everyone involved, from Tom Hanks to Robin Wright, and then my dear friend Leslie Zemeckis, who got to play, I think her character was like Benjamin Franklin's. I think it was her wife, his wife character. I think the character she'd got to do was Elizabeth Franklin, I believe. But again, other than that, everyone did a fabulous job in this movie. And I don't know. I was almost like just excited to talk about it, just because, again, it was so, yeah, Elizabeth Franklin was her character's name. Leslie Zemeckis, I want to give a shout out to you, but also to everyone involved. It's, again, very uniquely and beautifully done. I highly recommend checking this out. Again, it's called Here, again, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and then directed by the awesome Robert Zemeckis. So check that out. All right, so we're going to be bringing in my guest of the hour. She's got a lot going on, and we're going to talk a lot. She's got a plethora of stuff in her pocketbook of her career, so to speak, and if that makes sense. She is a TV host of a PBS show called Everybody with Angela Williamson, but she's got so much more. She's also a doctor, just FYI. So we're going to talk more about her career, her path, and obviously her show. So I'm just going to bring her in, and normally I'll have my guest co-host arrange a way for my guests of the hour to make them feel special, to make them feel like that they're welcome. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go to my backup plan, which is I want to bring this person in. I think she seems like, her personality seems like a very, like a princess, like a Cinderella-esque type of personality, and I thought we should bring her in a Cinderella-esque type of carriage, so make her feel special. So what I'm going to do is press that button in the back. We're going to bring her in on these the carriage with the horses and stuff, and then make her feel at home here. So on the count of three, I'm just going to press this button here, and then she's going to be coming in on the Cinderella-esque carriage. Again, this is TV host Angela Sadler Williamson, Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson, and again, the host of the PBS show Everybody with Angela Williamson. Here she is on the count of three. I'm going to be pulling her in, or bring her in. Here we go. Whistle in on the horses. One, two, and three. Uh-oh. Here she comes. Down the street. Uh-oh. She's waving to all the fans out there. They're throwing roses at her. Uh-oh. She's up. She's stopping for some selfies there. Signing some autographs. Uh-oh, here she comes. Guys, I don't know if she's taken. I think she is. I don't know. But here she comes, coming down on the Cinderella-ass carriage. Up, she's stepping down now. Okay, oh, she's signing more autographs. Saying hi to a lot of people. Oh, look at that. She's giving someone a nice little autograph here with a picture. This person's trying to give her a hug. Here she is, coming into the studio. She is a TV host of PBS's Everybody with Angela Williamson, and she's also a doctor, she's also a filmmaker, she's got so much more behind her plate, but here she is, Angela Sadler Williamson. Welcome Angela Savoy Williamson to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBM. Welcome.
What an amazing welcome.
Well, we had to, you know, do it all for you. You're a doctor, too. So.
Oh, and I got to practice my wave. That was awesome. Wonderful.
Well, again, Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson, host of PBS's Everybody with Angela Williamson. Welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you so much for having me. Oh. And it is an honor to be with you, Tyrone.
Oh, no. Honor is mine. Is it my understanding, do you also have an Emmy?
Emmy nomination.
Oh, Emmy nomination, which is still pretty good. Pretty cool. That's having that nomination, because you always go, Emmy nominated. That's awesome.
It.
So what we want to do, we want the audience, if not fans already, get to know you more, and then hopefully get to know you, support your stuff and follow you, that kind of good stuff. So we want to start with hard-hitting questions. I don't know if you got the memo. Did you get the memo? The memo is...
We
start with this hard-hitting question. Okay. The hard-hitting question is, where are you born and raised?
Right here, right outside of Los Angeles.
Oh, wow. Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be a host or in the entertainment industry?
No, when I was growing up, I actually would run home after school to watch Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't think I would have a talk show, but I knew I wanted to be in television. And one of the reasons that I thought it would be hard for me to ever become a host is because I grew up with a speech impediment.
Mm.
And I mean, even until this day, I struggle with quite a few words, but I knew that that probably might not be in my future, but I knew I wanted to be in television. And so when you live right out of Los Angeles and you feel so close to it, I knew I wanted to be there, but I never imagine that I would ever be able to be like an Oprah Winfrey.
Wow. So let's start from the beginning. So from the point of when you used to watch Oprah, okay, so what was your aspirations before you even got into the hosting world? What was your thought process? Were you going to be like, okay, I'm going to act, or I want to, you know, filmmaker or anything? Or,
oh, I wish I can act. I always admire all of you, especially when you can remember all of those lines. I knew I wanted to do something in the entertainment industry, and it started very young. I mean, when I was in fifth grade, and you were probably doing this as well, or I think maybe you were on camera, but I was directing.
Okay.
I was, back then, you could get a book of plays and find a play, and I would gather all my friends at school, and I direct those plays, and what's happened is that even since then, when I go to reunions, they remind me that I used to do those.
Wow.
And so I knew I wanted to be in entertainment, but when I saw Oprah Winfrey on television, that was the first time that I saw a person that looked like me. I knew that I could do something in television at that point. Mm. And I always loved TV, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. But I thought my challenge, because I had this challenge, that it would have to be behind the scenes. So I always groomed myself for behind the scenes.
Gotcha.
Producing, directing, and then eventually writing.
Okay, so now because we did mention, I know you're a little bit more modest about it and humble, but you know, the title, doctor. So for those that don't know, tell the people you have a doctoral degree in.
I do. It is in human services with an emphasis in nonprofit agencies.
Wow.
And I did that after getting my bachelor's and master's in communications from Cal State University Fullerton. And one of the things that I did early in my career was that I produced public service announcements for nonprofits. And so I thought that it would be great to have that in my wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Because I thought it in the back of my mind, one day I would love to start my own nonprofit that would feature, I probably wouldn't do public service announcements, but anything that talks about diversity and the human spirit, I thought that would be great. So that's why I went back to school, got that PhD.
Oh, wow.
And was hoping that one day I'd be a tenured professor.
Well, I mean, so you could say you're a doctor. Now, yes. Was your family supportive of you when you thought about possibly, so would you say, your inspiration was Oprah, or was there someone else that inspired you to get into the entertainment industry?
Definitely it was Oprah Winfrey, but my parents, it was wherever I wanted to go, which was Cal State Fullerton, because I said I grew up outside of Los Angeles, which was in the city of Diamond Bar. So Cal State Fullerton, still a wonderful school, has a wonderful communications program. And my parents were supportive because I worked to get scholarships to get through my bachelor's. And then my master's, I had a job that did tuition assistance. I don't even know if people even do that today.
Got it.
But I used that. I said, well, if I never have the job again, I'll have the degree. So I used that to go back and get my master's.
Awesome. So now, from high school, so now you're mentioning about filmmaking as well, and I know a little bit of your background as well, but for those that don't know, was your goal to get into hosting first, filmmaking, or what we think was your path when you were going to get out of high school, so to speak?
So when I left high school and went into college, I thought I would actually probably end up being in the newsroom. A producer. And because that was really most of the path that students did back then when you were at Cal State University Fullerton. They had some wonderful internships. In fact, when I was at Cal State Fullerton, I joined the Black Journalists Association. Mm. And at the time, I mean, I don't know if anybody remember these wonderful people, but we still have Pat Harvey on the air.
Okay.
So Pat Harvey was, I believe she was a president. I believe Beverly White from NBC4 was a vice president. I don't remember which position.
Yeah.
But I thought news would be the way to go because that was really where the open door was. I never thought that I would ever make a film, but I wanted to be in television. I thought that was probably the best way for me to go, the best path.
So it was filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what was your first film that you made?
Well, my first film that I ever made, I actually did that in my mid-40s.
Wow, okay.
Yes, and we talked before we came in, so just to let your audience know, we talked about how digital filmmaking really helped us, mm-hmm. you know, create our own path. And I believe by the time I was in my mid-40s and I just finished my doctorate, because of digital filmmaking, I decided that I wanted to do this film based on my husband's cousin, Rosa Parks.
Mm.
And the reason that I wanted to do it, I decided to do a documentary, is that I just remember over the years of being married to him, I heard all of these stories about Rosa Parks, but they weren't stories I saw in my history book.
Mm.
And I thought, gosh, they're so interesting. And so that's what I decided to do. But if you had asked me while I was in college, if I would have ever made a documentary film, I would have said, I hope so, because I actually took the class. But I thought I probably would end up producing and writing in news, and that would be my career. I never knew that I would make that jump into filmmaking. But because it was so different and it allowed more independent filmmakers to make a film and you didn't have to have a huge budget, that's just what I did.
Mm. Now, was that the film? Did you get nominated? Is that what you got nominated for? Got nominated for an Emmy?
Yes, I did.
Emmy-nominated filmmaker.
Yes, I got nominated for that film. And it was so funny because the person that was the presenter was actually Colleen Williams. And so you keep going back to that NBC4,
yeah.
you know, that connection. And I grew up watching her. And then even though we didn't win, I was still in awe because it's Colleen Williams is, you know, she's presenting my documentary. I don't even remember what the
But that's awesome. I mean, what was it like when you get the call or you get the notice that you were nominated for an Emmy?
It is surreal. I mean, you have to think about my mindset, because I was thinking the greatest thing I could do is get this tenure position.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't happen. And then all of these other doors started opening. And then all of a sudden, this, you know, film that I made, which is something that I made as a tribute to my husband's family and my husband's aunt for everything she was doing to carry on the legacy of Rosa Parks. So it was really like a love letter to the Williamson family. All of a sudden, it's nominated for an Emmy. And you're just, wow, it's your first film ever. You're in your mid-40s, and a lot of times people tell people that's when you start to decline in Hollywood, but now that's not true.
Yeah.
And really when they sent me the email, it came from KLCS, and I'm just shaking looking at it because I couldn't believe that this little film got nominated for an Emmy, and it's something that it will always keep me humble.
Awesome. Well, what we're going to be doing, we're going to cut to a music break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the nitty-gritty of your talk show on PBS, which is called Everybody with Angela Williamson. We'll talk more about that. But in the meantime, do you have any social medias, websites, all that kind of good stuff before we...
I do. I am also on X. You can find me at Dr. Angela Williamson on X. I'm on Instagram. The show is on Instagram. Everybody KLCS. Everybody KLCS on Facebook. And we just launched our YouTube channel. There's one promo on it. Everybody with Angela Williamson.
Okay, cool. Well, what we're going to do, again, we're going to come back with, do you mind if I say, Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson, back more here with her and talk about her show. But we're going to just cut the song. Again, this is actually our last week's guest. She was a dear friend, a beautiful singer, and her name is Barbara Falzoni. And I'm going to play Fighting Shadows. She debuted it here on our show, and now I'm going to promote it again. So again, this is Barbara Falzoni with the song Fighting Shadows, and we'll be back more with Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson, host of PBS's Everybody with Angela Williamson. We'll be right back.
All genres, all indie.
Now listen carefully.
The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Like a broken glass, you made me feel so full and empty. You made me feel left behind. Did your friends know that? I've been begging for attention, begging for your love, 4 years in a row. That I've been feeling lonely for very long. And if I lost myself, it wasn't my fault. So you may excuse me now if I look much better without you, if I look much happier without you. I have no tears left to cry, 'cause it's my time to live, to love, to laugh, to feel. It's my time to live, to love, to laugh, to feel enough. Even after all the pain I've been through, the sun will shine again, as it used to do. Even if I'm scared to fall in love again, I know what I deserve, and that's not you. I'm sorry to hear you gave to her in 2 days what I've been asking for years. Can't believe I've been such a fool, fighting shadows for you. So you may excuse me now if I look much better without you, if I look much happier without you. I have no tears left to cry, 'cause it's my time to live, to love, to love.
Shots it.
We are back here with my guest of the hour, Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson, from PBS's talk show host, Everybody with Angela Williamson. We are back here. How's it going?
It's going really well. That song was amazing.
Yeah, that was by Barbara Falzoni. If you like that song, let me know. Again, it's called Fighting Shadows. Again, that's Barbara Falzoni, Fighting Shadows. Let me know. If you like that song a lot, really just actually check her out. Go to Barbara Falzoni. Again, that's on all her social medias, as well as Spotify, all that kind of good stuff, YouTube. Again, that's Barbara Falzoni. Again, that's Fighting Shadows. So check her out. Okay, we are back here again with TV talk show host from PBS's Everybody with Angela Williamson, Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson. Welcome back.
It's great to be back. That was a great first segment.
Oh, thank you. let's talk to the nitty-gritty. So let's talk about your talk show. Tell the audience a little bit about it.
Well, our talk show is actually, I would say, one of the best kept secrets here in Los Angeles. It started the summer of 2020. It's really interesting because I mentioned about the speech impediment and I was really fine being behind the scenes. And I had just come off of the 2-year film festival run of the documentary. And what I had done, and you mentioned a little bit that I was an author, is I had written a children's book. Mm-hmm. And the children's book is based on the documentary, but I wanted to reach that younger audience. Well, because the children's book is about Rosa Parks and it came out during 2020 after everything with George Floyd and we're in the height of civil unrest, this little book that was independently, written and published became the talk of the town. I was able to get interviews and things like that. And when the book was, when we released it in June, it did really well. And I received this phone call from a gentleman. His name is Bill Rogers. He and his wife, Cammy, have been the voice behind Disney for many years. They just retired.
Wow.
And but they also, too, have a long history with working with the several PBS stations out here. And so Bill called me and he asked, he was checking in with me and he started talking about this show that he was putting together with KLCS PBS, owned by the Los Angeles Unified School District. And they had to put it on hold, but they were going to start production. And I literally thought Bill was going to ask me to come on and talk about my children's book, which, every educator wants that, especially when it's a children's book. But Bill wanted me to come on and be a host.
Wow.
And I was so nervous, and he knew I was nervous because he knew my background. And he said, no, I think it's time that we see a different face on this type of show. Because, yes, there are public affairs shows all over independent PBS stations, but he wanted to see a person of color, especially a woman, take that role. And I decided to do that, and now we are in the 7th season.
Wow.
We have spent time. We are wrapping up tonight at 10:30. It wraps up a 6-part series we did in Nigeria, Africa. We have interviewed so many wonderful independent filmmakers, musicians, like the beautiful artists we just heard. We've had musicians come in. We've talked to authors. We've gone to museums. In fact, next year we'll be celebrating our 100th episode. And it's been a blessing, but it's also taught me the importance of facing your challenges, because I really had to face my challenge with my speech impediment.
Wow. So how could people check this out? And then, how many guests have you had on to all these 7 seasons now?
Oh, my goodness. I haven't even counted that. I barely got to the 100. Yeah. I'm like, I think we got to 100 mark. But, oh, my goodness. At least probably getting close to 200. Because in some episodes, we will have at least 2 guests or 3 guests. And if we have, we had a whole family, the Wackerman family, all musicians. I mean, that was like 6 of them. So I'm probably about 200 guests.
That's
if
awesome.
I had to think about it.
So how could people check out your show?
Well, you can check it out 2 ways. If you're in the Los Angeles area, it is on KLCS PBS Wednesday nights at 10:30. Also on the website. If you are not in the area, you can actually get the show on the PBS app.
Mm.
Yes. And we have it's pretty much all the shows are updated. I think we're a little bit behind the three of the episodes from this season, but you can catch all those seasons on the PBS app, which is so, I mean, I never thought I'd be on the PBS app.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay, we're going to be wrapping up quickly as well, but is there one, I know it's hard because people ask me this too, but I'm asking you this.
Okay.
Is there one highlight guest that you've had that you just always memorable that you're like, oh my God, like, and I'm sure all your guests are special to you, but it's like naming a favorite kid, but it's like, is there one that just, you know, that, that comes to your mind really quickly anytime this is, oh, who's like one of your, maybe not your favorite, but a highlight for you?
Oh my goodness, Tyrone, way to put me on the spot. Oh my goodness.
It's okay if you don't.
You know, there's so many. I'm trying to think about, like, who I just thought was just so amazing. And even though I wasn't nominated, but I did submit them. And one happens to be, and in fact, it has, we put this episode on YouTube and it has over 50,000 views. And she's turned out to be a dear friend. And this is what our show is. It's about ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And her name is Linda Koloske.
Okay.
And she was in the Twin Towers during 9/11.
Oh, wow.
And that she, you know, it's, people think about the people who died, and we should, but those survivors, and have to live with that, and have to live with that experience. And she told me that coming on the show and telling her story to me was like she was healing.
Wow.
And I didn't know how big that episode would be until we put it on YouTube. And I mean, we have people, maybe we might have like 40 views here and there, but that has 50,000, over 50,000 views, and people commenting on that. That's what this show is about. It's about celebrating the human spirit, and that someone can look at coming on my show and sharing something so personal with me as part of their healing journey.
Yeah.
I think that is, I mean, this is probably why the universe is allowing me to do this job right now.
Oh, that's awesome. It sucks because time goes by so quick, and you know how this goes, but really quick, who's one guest really quick that you would love to have on? Just we'll put it out there.
Oh my goodness.
Oprah?
Okay.
Oprah? Oh. You never know.
I would love to have Oprah Winfrey on.
We'll put it out there.
Okay. We're putting out to the universe.
Okay, Oprah Winfrey, if you're listening. Because we got a lot of people in the entertainment industry that, and a lot of friends of mine that you never know. You never know. And so anyways, so it's inspiring that you're here, inspiring that you're doing your show. This show is ultimately about inspiring others because you've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become a talk show host, or maybe become a doctor, or just follow their dreams in general?
Don't let your challenges or fears stop you from what you're supposed to do. I firmly believe that we are all here to leave a legacy on this earth. And if leaving your legacy means that you have to step outside your challenge or even yourself to get it done, it's okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dr. Angela Sadley Williamson, for coming on the show. Again, people could check you out one more time, all your social medias and all that kind of good stuff.
You can look for me at Dr. Angela Williamson out there on X and on Instagram. You can look for the show at everybody.klcs on Instagram and KLCS. Or sorry, I said KLCS, Facebook. And last but not least, the Everybody with Angela Williamson page is now up there on YouTube. We have one video right now, but we will be loading more.
And again, check it out, PBS as well. It's Everybody with Angela Williamson. Thank you so much. God bless you for all that you do, and then just being on here as well. And it was a pleasure and an honor. And again, you know, check her out. Again, that's Dr. Angela Sadler Williamson, host of PBS's Everybody with Angela Williamson. Thank you. God, time I went by quick. But again, God bless you. And again, thank you all. God bless you guys all. I like to end up my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.